This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 6th. God's word to you today is a hand. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 2, verses 1 and 2, and it says, "Stand up, son of man," said the voice. "I want to speak with you." The Spirit came into me as he spoke, and he set me on my feet. I listened carefully to his words. There was a time I was driving a Porsche, and I felt God say he had need for the car. I was to go and sell it and give God the money. That was the last day I drove that Porsche. I gave it to a friend in church with an anointing for selling cars. What a lot of people do is first drive it for the wedding they have to attend next week, and then, what are you doing? Some will say to God, "If you want me to sell it, then bring a buyer that will buy it at XYZ price. After all, you are God, so do the impossible." Did he tell you that? God said, "Give it." I parked it, end of story. Some try to cling to their status and put it before the instruction that God has given them. Just obey. I parked the car, sold it, and I gave the money to God. The point is this: I can predict your future from how much you obey God. Let us imagine God's blessing as a faucet, for example. For some people, when God opens the faucet a little over them, they tithe faithfully and consistently. Then God increases the flow a little more. These people keep tithing faithfully. Then God opens the faucet even more. Now the water is gushing out. That same person begins to say, "God, this tithing thing, how do we do it? Is it 10% before tax or after tax? Is it 10% now or after I have turned it over?" Their brains begin to work over time. I can predict your future by your obedience to God. It is very simple, actually. You do not need to be a prophet. Jesus said to the girl, "Get up." And she could get up because her father aligned. If the father did not align, the girl will remain dead. There are things in your life that are waiting. Today, you will obey God. Say amen. And you will arise. The fifth thing that lifts up is her helping hand. Sometimes you have taken initiative. Your personal prophecy is in place. You have good company and obeyed instructions, but you still need a helping hand, need assistance, something to lift you up. Mark 5:41-42 says, "He took her by the hand and said to her, 'Talitha kaum,' which means, 'Little girl, I say to you, get up, arise.' Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around." You will receive help from above today. Amen. God will send you a helping hand, and immediately you will arise. Acts 3 verses 6 and 7 says, "But Peter said, 'I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.' Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, my ears will not only hear your voice, my feet will be swift to do your will, and I will remain in perfect alignment with God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.